An Unexpected Blessing, Chapter 18. Many people talked about the new prophet from Nazareth, and in the minds of thousands of Galileans, both men and women, the thought arose, I also would like to hear him. They decide to visit the place where Jesus was, and every day Jesus was surrounded by great multitudes of people. This audience came to him hoping he would perform some miracle and also to hear him speak, for they gladly heard his preaching. He spoke so differently from the scribes and Pharisees. They couldn't help but listen to him. He spoke so plainly. Everyone could understand him. One day, Jesus walks along the shore of the Sea of Gennesaret. It is early morning. Two fishing ships are near this shore. They have just come in from fishing. Did the men catch anything? No, nothing. The ships are empty. The fishermen from the one ship have left their ship and are washing their nets on the edge of the water. The fishermen from the other ship are still casting their net into the sea. We know the men who are washing their nets. They are Andrew and Simon Peter, two disciples of the Lord Jesus. Now that Jesus, their master, is in Capernaum, they are at home and they have gone fishing again. Jesus walks calmly on the shore. However, he cannot enjoy this solitude very long. Soon many people from Capernaum and other neighboring cities and villages come to him. They have heard where he is and decide to seek him. Constantly more people come. Soon a great multitude surround him. The people in the rear strain their necks and try to push forward, and they do not want to miss any of the words which shall be spoken. They are afraid they will not be able to hear Jesus so well, and therefore push forward. Yes, they push so hard that the foremost are almost against the Lord Jesus. He cannot speak, because the people stand too near him. Therefore, Jesus steps into the ship of Peter and Andrew and asks them to sail a short distance from the shore. They obey immediately. Unobstructed, Jesus is now in the ship and can be seen by all. They cannot come near him. Undoubtedly, he motioned to the multitude to sit down. When it finally has become quiet and the pushing has ceased, Jesus also sits down and teaches the multitude from the ship. We would say he preaches. We do not know about what he spoke at this time. God's word is silent about it. Neither do we know how long he spoke. However, this we can be sure of. The large audience listened very attentively to his words. Finally, the Lord Jesus ends his discourse. The people disperse. Suddenly, Jesus says to Peter and Andrew, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." However, these two men do not have a great desire to again go fishing. And it isn't surprising either. Only a short time ago they had returned home after an entire night's fishing, and all their labor had been in vain. Not one fish had they caught in their nets. Finally, they had given up and returned sorrowfully and disappointedly. What fisherman likes to come home without a fish? Surely not one is there. And now Jesus tells them to start over again. No, once again, this is not to their liking, but they dare not refuse. However, Peter says, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. The best time to fish is at night. They had fished the entire night and had caught nothing. Would they catch anything in the middle of the day? Ah, it really seems foolish. But they will obey Jesus, their master, because he had commanded them. Isn't he almighty? Will he command them and then put them to shame? No, they cannot believe that, and therefore they obey. In their hearts is a quiet trust, and that they at this time will catch something. That trust is not put to shame, because when they would draw up the net, it is so full, they scarcely can pull it further. Still they try, but the net breaks. No, that will never do, because all the fish will escape through the rend, and that is not the purpose. They beckon the fishermen in the other ship to help them. Quickly the other ship sails towards them, and together with united strength they draw the net on board to shake it empty. But there are too many fish in the net. One ship is not sufficient to hold them all. The balance must be put in the hold of the second ship. That ship also is completely filled. Yes, both ships are so full of fish, they almost sink. Such a blessing, such a rich blessing. Peter looks at all this in astonishment. He becomes ashamed of himself. Really, he did not deserve all these fish. Behold, he falls on his knees before the Lord Jesus and cries out in adoration, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Oh, he does not deem himself worthy of this unexpected blessing. Have you ever had that experience, boys and girls? Did the Lord ever bless you so that you were ashamed under it? Or has this never come in your heart? Are you worthy in that God provides for your daily needs and preserves your life? No, indeed not. We have sinned away every blessing. We are not worthy to have the Lord look upon us. May you truly become ashamed because of all the blessings the Lord bestows upon you. If that occurs, God alone will receive all the honor. The Lord Jesus knows what is going on in the heart of Peter. Therefore he says, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. What does Jesus mean by that? Peter and these other fishermen shall not continue to perform the work of catching fish. No, they shall become preachers. God shall bless their preaching, and by that means people shall be converted. They shall catch people with the gospel. Both ships sail very carefully to the shore. It had to be done carefully because they are loaded so heavily, and the least rolling of the ship would cause them to sink. They steer the ships toward land, leave everything, and follow Jesus.